It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
Morena Paula, how are you?
Good morning, I'm really good, thank you.
Hey, it's been a busy couple of weeks since we last spoke to you. We've got plenty to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about the law and order discussion document that your party's released, also a bit about foreign donations and then the cannabis referendum draft bill. A few easy topics to march through there this morning. Let's start with the law and order discussion document that your party's released. There's been a big focus on gangs in the media especially, and particularly the proposed elite police squad that you've talked about, that your party's talked about. Now, this has been possibly widely criticised by people such as your own former MPs like Chester Burrows and some people who worked within similar police squads in Australia. A lot of people are saying this is just vote grabbing. How would you respond to that, Paula?
I just think it's about the harm that actually gangs do, whether it's through violence, whether it's through drugs, because they've got the highest level of domestic violence of any group that we know of. It's, you know, and we just can't simply accept that we've had, you know, 26% increase in the number of people that are going to gangs, and we have to do something a bit differently. And nothing's going to be perfect, but man, we're not going to sit back and say we're not going to do anything and that where it's at the moment is acceptable. So I think having a squad within police that are dedicated to really getting into our gangs and disrupting their activities and going hard on them actually makes a lot of sense, and that's why we're backing it.
A lot of people have been saying that perhaps this extremely hardline tactic, which follows what Australia has perhaps been doing with their Strikeforce Raptors situation, is going to push gangs just underground. It's not going to necessarily get rid of them. It's just going to make the issue harder to see and perhaps harder to track as well. What would you say to that?
I back the police, and I think that with the right backing, with dedicated resources going to it and police on it, that they can actually make a difference and get into them. I haven't seen the evidence that it's meant that they've gone underground. In fact, what we've got at the moment for some gangs is that they kind of stop wearing their patches and try and look legitimate, where actually they're doing, if not as much damage, more. And I think that that's really dangerous as well at the moment. So, I certainly don't think that it's a risk there. I think it's about backing the police.
This discussion document also says that your party's committed to putting victims at the heart of the justice system. What is it about the system at the moment that concerns you?
There's quite a few different ways that they're just not treated. So, A, their crimes or not being investigated quickly enough, not going to the courts. That's why we've suggested that actually night or weekend courts, justice denied is very real. And for some people that might be the victim of rape or sexual assault or something like that, literally having to go to court years later is extremely traumatising for them. So, that's just one example I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, let's talk a little bit now about the foreign donations. So yesterday the government announced that it would be banning foreign donations of more than $50. So the Green Party's been lobbying for this for a while, saying it's going to reduce the power of foreign vested interests in our local democracy. Do you support that?
Yeah, we will be supporting it. We certainly don't have a problem with it. We don't take foreign donations that aren't declared properly. We can't see an issue with it. So if that's, bring it through. Something similar, I think, in other countries from what I could see. I don't think we've got a problem with it here in New Zealand, but if it's getting ahead of it being a problem, then get on with it, really.
Both NZ First and the National Party have come under quite a bit of scrutiny around donations this year, and in particular, allegations from Jamie Lee Ross have seen your party up in the Serious Fraud Office for potentially breaching electoral law by splitting up large donations into smaller ones. You've said that you're not very concerned about this. Why are you not concerned about this, Paula?
Because we haven't done that. So, look, I'm going to respect the SFO process and go through that, but we're not worried about it because everything we've done is within the law and we haven't done that. So, look, that'll come out in its own good time, and we kind of welcome the scrutiny.
Do you think that we do need to have firmer rules around transparency of donations, even within our own country as well, not necessarily just foreign donations?
I think that we've got pretty stringent rules, really, and if they're followed, then, you know, I mean, we can sort of see the loans from a foundation in New Zealand First going to others, and I don't think that that certainly looks like it's in the spirit of it all, and I imagine that'll be investigated as well. But look, there's always going to be, I'm sure, you know, tightening up of rules, and there's still the inquiry and select committee to the 2017 election and how that goes through, and I'm sure that they'll be recommending some changes as well.
Well, let's talk a bit about cannabis, which is a topic we've talked about a lot because obviously the referendum is next year, and yesterday Justice Minister Andrew Little released an early draft of the legislation that will go to referendum, and it's been praised by people such as the Drug Foundation Director Ross Bell, who has said he thinks it answers all the questions the public need to know before making up its mind. Do you agree with that?
No.
And why is that?
Well, I just think there's so many unanswered questions still. So how many retail outlets will there be, or cafes? So will it be as available as alcohol? Because certainly that's what I saw in Canada, that real push that once it's legalised, it's why shouldn't people have the same level of access? What levels of THC? We don't know how it will be taxed or at what rate. It doesn't address drug driving or the extra resources that police will need, or whether or not there'll be saliva testing. I mean, there's kind of so much alongside of it that hasn't been answered that I don't think it will be easy for the public to make a decision.
Do you not think that perhaps after the referendum is also a good time to have that conversation where we can be perhaps more broad in the discussion?
I think people need to know what they're voting for. So if I'm voting for something that's going to be incredibly limited, that extra resources are going to be going into young people, then that might be quite different to actually something that could be very open and see us having the same problems, quite frankly, that we have with alcohol and big tobacco now. And I think that we need the answers to those before we vote.
You've also said that the public deserves to have an intelligent debate on this bill. What do you think is preventing us from having an intelligent debate at the moment?
A lack of answers to really important questions.
Do you think perhaps also a certain level of scaremongering is maybe also part of this as well, or misinformation from both sides of the referendum?
Not really. I think that part of the problem is that they've taken so long that they haven't put it through Parliament. If this is going through the scrutiny of Parliament, then I think we'd see really the same level that we saw with the End of Life Choice Bill, which, you know, at the end of the day went through a heck of a lot of changes and scrutiny, but we're just not seeing that. We're seeing a draft bill that I don't think does answer the important question.
Well, thank you so much, Paula. It's been some big topics to get through this morning, and we really appreciate your time on the show every fortnight. We'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.